The Electoral Commission will from today start receiving applications from proxy voters. Confirming this on Behind the News, the head of communications at the EC, Eric Jakpasu, said it is to afford the electorate the opportunity to vote for their preferred candidates, even if they are out of the country on election day. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
The proxy is someone who acts in the stead of another for one reason or the other when the actual person will not be available to do whatever he or she is supposed to do. So we are talking about elections here where it's one man, one vote. Every registered voter is expected to go to the polling station and then cast his vote on election day. But for one reason or the other, some people may not be able to go. It could be due to ill health, or maybe the person may travel outside the constituency or the polling station on election day. So the law makes provision that any of these reasons, if you will not be available on election day, you can appoint someone as your proxy to vote in your stead. If you want a proxy, you appoint one person to vote for you because it's one man, one vote, or one woman, one vote. Go to the district offices of the Electoral Commission or come to the head office of the Electoral Commission and pick a form. You choose somebody who is qualified or who is registered as a voter to be your proxy. Then forms will be processed. It's in quadruplicate and the person will go through biometric verification that he's indeed who he claims he is and you are who you claim you are. Then he'll be given a copy of the proxy form. You will have one. The returning officer of the constituency where you are going to vote will also have one and send it to your polling station. Your name will be put on a proxy list and absent voters list, and the person who is going to vote for you will be on a proxy list. So come election day, after casting his ballot, will go in and cast your ballot for you as well. It means that you would have told the person whom you want to vote for come election day. You are telling the person that when you go, vote for A, B, or C on my behalf, and you can only appoint one person as a proxy. So a proxy cannot vote for more than one person. Proxy has a duplicate copy of the proxy form. There at the polling station will be a proxy list, and the returning officer also has a copy of that proxy form.
And it starts from Wednesday, August 17 to Monday, September 26.
We just released the press release, and as soon as we begin the awareness, the publicity will go on, and at the various districts and constituencies, we'll be discussing it extensively as we have just started.